Hi, welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast about adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox. And today is a very special episode. It's an all-guest episode, except for me, of course. With me today, I have Sam Kaur. Hello, Sam.
How do?
He's the owner and head brewer over at Drum Conrath Brewing out of Fargo. And I got a returning guest, Don Kenna. How you doing, Don?
I'm doing good. I have no more baby teeth.
No more baby teeth?
Nope, none. They're gone.
You get them all out today?
Today was the last day. 40 years of having a baby tooth, and it's finally gone.
Crazy. Where was that baby tooth at?
My lower right side, and I've been playing with it for the past week and a half, and it finally popped today on the way over here. I have it in the car if you want to look at it.
No.
I'm good.
Okay. Yeah.
And with us as well, we have Alex from Terps Candy. Welcome back.
Hey, how's it going?
It's been a bit. Since we had you on, but excited to have you on. Glad to have you here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back.
And we also have Jarek Kath. Is that pronounce your last name right?
That is correct.
From Proof Artisan Distilleries here in town. How you doing, Jarek?
Good. First podcast. I've never been on one, so excited to share my knowledge on the distillate side of life. So,
excellent. And to my left, taking Chef Kev's place. What's going on, Blake? Blake Bushy.
What's going on? Been a while since I've been here.
Yeah, man, good to have you on. We're going to have some exciting beverages to try here today. We have 5 beers and 2 liquors because today is a bottle share episode. We had people bring some bottles of things they wanted to try. And first on the list is Boulevard's Tank Number 7 Saison. What can you tell us about this one, Don? This is your pick, right?
Yeah, this is the one I decided to bring. I have always loved Saison. That kind of got me into farmhouse and sours and whatnot. And Boulevard has always been a passion beer. Probably some of my first craft beers were the Boulevard wheats and things. So I brought the Saison. It's 8.5%. It's 38 bitterness on the IBUs and real smooth, but it's got that that American farmhouse flavor to it that I just really get a kick out of, and I love them. It's almost an IPA, but it's been fermented with special yeast to bring it down, a Belgian style yeast.
What can you tell us about Saisons? Because we haven't covered Saisons in the podcast yet. Can you give us just a brief?
You guys have never done Saisons?
No.
Oh, man.
Pretty much me and Chef would be the only ones on the podcast that would like Saisons.
You haven't did Lambics either.
Nope. That's coming up, though, this spring.
Okay.
Well, can you tell us about Saisons?
Yeah.
Sam, if you want to kick in on this one, too, that'd be great.
I'm not the guy to ask about Saisons.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's just not my jam. Okay. I like they're okay.
But. Yeah. Saisons are a farmhouse style of beer.
That's wild fermentation, right?
Can be. It's more of like the farmhouse styles used a bunch of like old grain, old hops. This was the stuff that they brewed for the workers at the different places that the farmsteads and things. This wasn't the high-end beer that people liked. And so they really just kind of threw stuff together and said, all right, good enough for you guys. You guys can drink this.
So generous.
Yeah, they were so generous. When we were talking about, you know, we'll talk later about barley wines versus second runnings. And these were very low brow, but people loved them. The guys, the workers would always get drunk off of them and they would have a great time, but it would just sit. They didn't care about the ingredients that went into these. Modern Saisons, they're very, very particular as to what they're looking for when it comes to the base beer. This base beer is a light IPA, and you'll get a lot of peppery notes. You get a lot of that yeast characteristics, a lot of esters into it, and they're quite good. I love a good Saison. I like shitty Saisons too, but I haven't found very many great Saisons.
So would like a Saison be like a the Pilsner version or a light beer version of a regular like hard sour?
No, it's unto itself. It'd be like, as opposed to a Belgian double or triple, this is going in the other direction for the Belgian styles. And so this is more of a just throw together traditionally a throw together beer, but you get very particular tastes out of it. And yeah, a lot of yeast characteristics that come out on this because the beer itself is so light.
Cool. Thanks. I haven't researched too much into Saison.
I pronounce it Saison. And from the people I've talked to, they've always pronounced it Saison. But I could be completely fuckered.
I've heard it both, said both ways.
Okay.
Okay. So what can you tell us about this Boulevard Tank 7?
When I first had this beer, I was recovering from a very minor surgery. I can no longer have kids. And I sat on the couch and drank these come in big 750s. And I found this in a six pack, so it's great. But the original story is that Tank 7 has ghosts in it. They could never get things quite right in Tank 7 at Boulevard. And so this is just kind of a funky thing that they've now just put this beer into their number 7 tank, and they just continually make this one out of tank number 7.
just that
beer, yeah, just, huh? Just a ghost in the mechanics of whatever that tank is. And as a brewer, we know there's always something, you know, you can never get this one just right, or you have one piece of equipment that continually breaks when Knox comes over, and all kinds of stuff. So
that damn labeler, I'll tell you what.
If you guys didn't know, Knox used to come over to my shop all the time and help, and never failed that he would touch something and it would break. It was Knox proofed.
I knew that.
It had to be. So after I came in there, everything was pretty all right. All right, guys. What do you guys think of the nose on this one? What do you guys got on the aromas?
It's definitely funky.
It kind of reminds me of Whole Garden. Like, the smell reminds me of Whole Garden.
Yeah, very much so. Wheat, yeah. In there. I think that's that Belgian style.
Okay.
It kind of smells like a grilled cheese.
Really? Like
bread.
And cheese.
Interesting.
You get a little cheese in there, a little funk.
Yeah, like a white bread grilled cheese.
Oh, he's even specific, like white bread, not like his mom's fancy wheat bread that she used to make. I don't know if he makes wheat bread or not.
No, this isn't a fancy grilled cheese. No. This is a simple Wonder Bread craft single.
Throw it on the skillet and color good real quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's the ABV on this one there, Don?
8.5 is what it said on the online.
Oh, so it's a little bit higher.
Yep, and you're going to get, this is a unfiltered, so we have some sediment in the bottom. I don't know if you're supposed to roll them or not. We could probably try that later. And
It's really weird. Some brewers say, yes, roll them to distribute everything across the whole palate, and others say, no, let it sit because we want you to try what's on the top. It all depends on what the brewers say, I guess.
Well, as soon as I grabbed it and threw it in the box and drove over here, everything was kind of up in the air. So I didn't roll it at all. Mine's quite more clear than Sam's, I think.
This is really clear.
Yeah, mine's really clear.
You got some sediment.
I can almost see you through it, Don.
Oh wow! Here, look at that.
Fuck you too.
I don't know. Let me see if I can see that through here. Yeah.
So
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yes.
Yeah. Alex has a real cloudy one, so I might actually just steer this up and put it back in there. See if that does anything to it.
Oh yeah.
Okay, what do you guys get in the flavor? What do you get in the palate?
Wet socks.
Wet socks in the palate?
Definitely Whole Garden. Just like Whole Garden. That Belgian wheat.
Yep. Not a lot.
I'm a fan of Whole Garden, though.
Yeah, oh, I like it, too. Yeah.
And I want to be, when I say wet socks, I don't mean it in a bad way.
Mm-hmm. So you're taking over your Chef Kevisms today.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, all right. Yep. Excellent.
Don't forget your food pairing for the day.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese. There it is. It's already been done. Perfect.
It does say that this one goes well with a certain cheese. Stupid cheese.
This would go well with tomato soup then.
Yeah.
Because of the grilled cheese.
Yeah, so the tasting notes say it should be floral, citrusy hops, Belgian yeast esters. The malt is soft and light, almost a sweet flavor. The hops are prominent, hot bitterness and citrusy. Get some grapefruit and peppery.
I get a little lemon, like a little bit of like a lemon zest.
Yeah, you get a little, that little bit of
citrus from the grapefruit.
Almost a pith.
Yeah.
Pith flavor to it. Hot balanced, and then it's a medium to light body. I've always liked this beer. I don't drink it enough.
It's the first I haven't had it in like 5 years. It's actually it used to be really good, and now that I'm having it again, like
still good.
Nope.
Excellent. Any other tasting notes?
I got the lemon too.
A lot of lemon. Mm-hmm. All right, guys.
I did not get lemon.
Didn't get lemon.
I just got a little lemon, just a little bit.
Just a little bit of citrus in there. Citric flavor to it. I'm enjoying it. I'm gonna keep drinking that shit.
Is that gonna be your new sidecar for the day?
This is gonna be my sidecar.
He's gonna start stocking up on it. Now.
Shit, I gotta call my wife.
Damn it. And it's 8.5.
Yeah, 8.5. I gotta put that.
Did you just get a giant chunk?
That's why we have a plastic covered thing on here.
If you look at it, it's got some like definite sediment into it that are probably take.
Yeah, compare that good, to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you look at his is almost fingerprints, and I got like this straw orange with chunks floating in it. It's good.
Can you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Blake's is lager-esque.
Yeah,
look at that.
And so the chunks, is that going to be part of the grain?
No, that's yeast.
It's the yeast.
Yeah, that'll be the unfiltered yeast portion of it. So that's where you get that yeast esters and things. And where's your video camera? Look at the chunks in that thing.
That one's got some huge chunks.
So I'm kind of a fan of that as well, because then it does a lot of bottle conditioning and post fermenting in the bottle. Although it can lead to explosions. It's not a good thing.
Kind of reminds me of when you...
Only if there's unfermented sugars.
Sugars, okay.
Yeah.
Reminds me of when you hold it, you keep an IPA too long, and then you get all that sediment at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, all that hop congealing going on.
You open a hazy IPA like 6 months later, and it's like, this is not hazy, and then you pour the end of the can. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Exactly.
Well, should we get some numbers on this?
Yeah, let's get some numbers. Okay, so this is a beer, so guys,
out of
this is zero through six. So six being, this is like one of the best versions of this beer you've ever had.
Are we doing the best version of this beer or best, like...
Well, today's a bottle share episode, so if you think this is a good beer, rate it six. Doesn't have to be the best version, but...
Yeah, what do you think?
Just one of specific tastes. So, you've been here, Don. Why don't you start?
Oh, okay.
You brought the beer.
You know, I'm going to be biased on this one and just going to throw that out there. I brought it, so I have taken account my bias on this, but I like this beer. It's great. I'm going to give this one a 4.75.
Oh, and they go in quarters. In case anybody doesn't know.
I
had to learn that the hard way.
0.25, 0.5, and 0.75 are the variants of the actual number.
Alex?
I've never had a Saigon.
Saison. Saison.
Saigon's a place. Saison's a beer. Okay. Glad we got that one out of the way.
Excellent.
I've never had one before. Very interesting.
Are you a beer drinker?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I prefer beer over liquor for sure.
Okay.
And definitely love unique, interesting beers for sure. Very unique, very interesting. Haven't really had anything quite like it. So I'm gonna give it a four.
Okay.
I would drink it again. That's my main basis. Is like if I see it in a liquor store or something, I might be like, oh, I tried that on the podcast, I'll try that again. And then another reason would be very unique, like haven't had anything like it before. So I'm going to give that more points because it wasn't bad. It was unique and half decent. So yeah, four.
Excellent. Jarek?
So I'm going to be honest, I am not a beer person. I started a distillery because my family likes spirits. We like distillates. So not only is this going to be a learning experience for me, but that being said, I like lighter beers if I'm going to have one. So I do like the citrus feel to it.
Well, you're going to get a whole range today, buddy.
Yeah. No, and that's fine with me. It's going to be a learning process for me, too. I like it because it's lighter. I'm not a huge fan of the darker beers anyway, so...
More roasty versions?
I'm going to go, for my palate, like a 4.5.
Okay.
4.5.
Mm-hmm.
Blake, what do you think?
I'm going to go probably about a 4. It tastes more like a lighter beer than a Saison to me, but
then again, you had the unfiltered version of that bottle.
Yeah, true.
You didn't have any of the good stuff in that one.
I've had it before, but I'm going to stick with the four.
Okay, Sam, what do you think?
I don't like this style. This is not my thing. That being said, it wasn't bad. I'd probably still give it a four, putting my bias, trying to get rid of my bias. It just...
And do it more for the style than your taste?
Yeah. I don't want to I thought it was gross. No. Like I said, I didn't like it, but it's a good beer. I give it a four.
All right.
So the average for Boulevard Tank 7 Saison is... 4.25.
There you go. All right.
This is... Mess.
There we go. All right. This next beer is Hayes Public House, the Morgan.
What kind of style of beer is it?
Is it a barley wine?
It's a black IPA.
Barrel-aged black IPA.
Do they say what kind of barrels it's in?
Let me look.
I've never had a Hayes Public House beer, so
this is a black IPA,
not a Cascadian Dark Ale. There's a difference.
We're looking for what kind of barrel the Morgan was in, right?
Well, I'm just asking. You don't have to come up with it. I just thought I would see if it was since we have a distiller here, if we get some tasting notes from him on this, that would be beneficial. The Morgan. Man, this is dark.
Okay, so I don't know nothing about Hayes Public House.
It's in Buffalo, Minnesota.
Local.
Nice. He doesn't really distribute. He does a little bit around the, Western Twin Cities area.
That's on this side of the cities, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we should really throw a shout out to
Hayes.
To Hayes. And to Pug. On this one.
Yeah, the owner's name is Pugs.
Pugs? Okay.
He's cool shit.
Hey, nice. Pugs, what's going on? Well, let's do the description here. Enjoy the darkness of this barrel-aged black IPA, based on the mythical goddess, the Morrigan. Irish folklore tells of this phantom queen who often appears as a raven to foretell of war and fate in battle. Living up to its name, this undeniably black medium-bodied ale blends malts from Britain and Ireland with a liberal amount of American hops. It contains notes of citrus, floral, pine, and spice with a roasted finish. Slante. This is a 7% ABV.
7%. Okay.
Yep. And this is out of Buffalo, Minnesota.
Cool. Now, Sam, you've done, have you done a black IPA or a Cascadian Dark Ale? And can you explain the difference between them?
What did we do?
You did that black IPA with the...
Yeah, we did a black IPA with Flatland.
Okay.
I think it's semantics.
Semantics?
Yeah.
Kind of like porter and stout?
Porter and a stout, yeah. It's kind of interchangeable. I think technically a CDA is more like Chinook, Centennial, Cascade.
Yeah, the Cascadian area of...
Yeah, but those specifically you put those sea hops in there.
Okay.
And that's
so
interesting.
And so this is a black IPA. It's going to be...
Yeah, so you can make a black IPA with whatever. Like we did ours with whole melon hops, but I wouldn't use whole melon in a Cascadian dark. I would say that a Cascadian is going to be, more piney.
Yeah. So we did a black IPA when we first opened that went really, really well, and it aged really, really well because nobody drank it right away. And because nobody had really known what a black IPA was around here at the time.
Okay.
And I think a lot of the home brewers and a lot of the professional brewers knew what they were and have done them.
A black IPA, for those who don't really know, is just a really roasted grain malt, right? Just a roasty that, and then you just add hops like a motherfucker at the end of it, right?
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, it's an IPA that's got formulated with... darker malts, yeah, or roasted barley.
Did you use chocolate malts at all in yours? We did chocolate malts in ours.
Did not use chocolate malts in ours. We used black debittered barley.
What would that be?
Black Prince.
Oh, you did Prince. Okay.
Or Carafa, I guess.
Yeah, Carafa 3, I think, is what we use. A little bit of Carafa 3 and then also chocolate malt on ours. Because we were kind of banking off of the Coco Boingo when we did it, or when we did ours.
I love brewery talk. yep. Okay, guys, what do you guys on the note on the aroma on this one? And it's barrel aged, it's a black IPA, so it's an IPA, it's gonna have black hops. Licorice.
Yeah, black there's licorice. Definitely some like an anise.
I get some raisin.
Yeah.
Some like sun dried raisins in there.
Black licorice for sure.
Jerick?
I get almost a black licorice earthy coffee.
Yeah, that coffee way. Bitterness.
There's
in
definitely
there, yeah.
coffee yep. too, yeah.
It's like sassafras, I think, is the black licorice plant.
The good roasty notes on it. Is it kind of mix well together is what you guys are saying.
Something like that, like earthy.
Now, can you get barrel scent? I mean, from a professional side of this, can you get like, can you tell what kind of barrel this has been in?
Personally, I can't.
Okay.
And there's so many different things that the barrels could have been previously used for that could make a difference in it. They could have been Cabernet barrels. They could have been single malt whiskey barrels or bourbon barrels. They've all got their own little flavor profiles to them. Plus where the barrel came from. Could have been a southern barrel, could have been with southern oak, could have been a northern barrel with northern oak. The difference in barrels is